You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm delighted to have in the studio with me this evening, ladies first, Stephanie Harrier and Ryan Knott of the Lansing Derby Vixens. Now let's get right to the AKA. Stephanie's derby name is Donkey Kong, and Ryan is Rex Manning. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Stephanie, let's start with you. I wanted you to both get in today because your first home bout will be Saturday, February 12th.
It is. We're really excited about it. It's going to be at the Lansing Center, and we are sold out.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Ryan, you're taking over as coach, I understand.
Yeah, we just, our head coach, Cotton Fire, she came to us from a little derby team in Indiana and was dealing with an injury and coming back from an injury, and she decided she's ready to start skating again, and so she stepped down as head coach, and I had been filling in as head referee for a long time, but was dealing with my own injury, and so it just seemed like sort of a natural fit to start as a start coaching.
The whole thing is, as with Stephanie, when you were here before with Holly Welker, mm-hmm. I just got so excited about the whole thing, something so new and so exciting and full of energy here in Lansing. How has the team been preparing? It was been a couple of months since I saw you, and how's the practicing going and the getting ready for the bout going?
The team's doing really well. We picked everybody's been working hard, the whole team, and it was really difficult to pick only 14 people to skate in the bout on Saturday, but those people have been picked, and we've been working really hard, working on our packs, working on our strategies, our endurance, so hopefully it's going to be a really good bout, on a good show.
Who is the bout against?
We are bouting against Floral City Roller Girls. They are from Monroe, Michigan. They're a newer team as well, so it ought to be a pretty good show.
And I loved, I was on Facebook. I love what we're dubbing this. Why don't you tell us what we're calling this, Ryan?
Well, it's February 12th, which is pretty close to Valentine's Day, so we decided to call it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
I just love all of everything that goes on with the Lansing Derby Vixens. What I also loved as well, Stephanie, when you were here before, for some folks who may not have heard that interview, you're a student at MSU.
I am.
In what area?
I'm a senior student in veterinary medicine.
Yeah, and I told you at the time, I said I have so much respect for that. I mean, it's harder to get into vet school than med school these days.
The truth.
For the most part. So, I mean, it's. I think some folks may have images in their mind of movies with roller derby, and it's not always what it seems.
You know, it's not always what it seems. And I feel, I'll admit that I had somewhat of the same stereotype of roller derby girls when I first started, but it's absolutely not true. We have a bunch of really hardworking, very intelligent women. They're the best friends you'll ever meet. They always have your back. And everybody is their own person. Everyone does something different during the day, but we all come together at night for this one common thing that we have.
The other thing I enjoyed so much is when I heard about the background of some of you and where you are in school or jobs and so forth, is that this is like the antithesis of what you're doing during the day.
So it's
stepping outside the box, and that's what kind of makes it fun for you.
That's what it absolutely is. What makes it fun for me. I'm a completely different person on the derby team as I am in real life, and I think it's actually made me a more confident person in my real life, so it's been great for everyone.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, and what the girls told me when they were here before, Ryan, about it, I'm again picturing banks and so forth. That's because that's all I knew at the time. And this is flat track. How is this different?
Well, flat track is going to be a little bit slower sport than bank track roller derby. With the main purpose of the bank track is to increase speed. So flat track roller derby tends to be a little bit slower, a little bit more strategy oriented. But one of the main benefits of it is that you can do it almost anywhere. If you've got a flat, smooth floor, you can play roller derby as long as it's big enough to accommodate the track.
Well, when they first told me about the bout at the Lansing Center, I'm picturing having to bring in this track. And when I heard flat track, I go, okay, I understand. Where does the team practice?
Team practices at the Westside YMCA. They've been incredibly accommodating to us. They've been very, very kind. They do have a pretty nice roller hockey rink there. Unfortunately, it's just not quite big enough to accommodate a full bout. And certainly, as our ticket sales have shown recently, Even if it was big enough, though, we wouldn't have been able to fit enough people in there.
How excited are both of you about the fact that you're sold out?
I am blown away.
It's
amazing. I was not expecting it. I mean, we had 500 people at an unadvertised scrimmage a couple months ago, so I was expecting maybe 600, 700 tickets, and we sold over 100 yesterday alone, and we are now sold out.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's been... we had been saying all along, you know, be careful, this might sell out, get your tickets early. But ticket sales were fairly slow in the beginning. And then, of course, yeah, as Stephanie just said, they've exploded in the last few days.
Well, and I think, again, it speaks to people are looking for something fun to do, something different to do. And it, as you being in the Derby, Stephanie, is mm-hmm. outside the box for you. It's the same for folks watching. It's something fun and energetic. And a lot of work that you do is philanthropy.
We do. We try to give everything back to the community that's given to us. We're always looking for sponsors to help us out, and we want to help them out in any way we can. We're looking for advertisers to help us out. We'll give back to them. We've been involved in a lot of community service. We did the Hawk Island Triathlon, Festival of the Moon and the Sun. We're going to be at Ignite Lansing tonight.
Oh, I've got a guest tomorrow coming night. Up talking
tomorrow
about that.
Tomorrow night. Yep. I'm sorry. It's not Friday. It feels like Friday.
It should be.
It's just like you're anxious for the, for oh my the gosh. St. Valentine's Day Massacre. I do have someone from Ignite Lansing on, so to talk about that later. And this has to be exciting for you as well, Ryan, and just seeing the growth in this and the excitement from folks in the community.
You know, again, it's one of those things where you hope that people are going to embrace it the way you've embraced it personally, but then to actually see that from the community has been overwhelming in a lot of ways. It's 35 or 3,600 fans on Facebook now. Media coverage across the board. It's been outstanding and. Heartwarming isn't quite the right word, but I mean, it just makes you feel good inside.
Well, I think it does, and that's a perfect lead in to my next question: is how folks can follow you and find out what you're up to, and through websites or Facebook. Why don't you give us some websites or Facebook addresses?
Well, you can find us at www.lansingderbyvixens.com. That's our main website where you're going to find information on skaters and just how to get involved if you want to get involved. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/LansingDerby. And you can find us on Twitter at Derby Vixens.
Very good. It took me a minute so either one of you can answer this, of course, the different positions that are played. I enjoy the whole thing. So I get a kick out of the names of all of these things.
You've got essentially you have a pack full of blockers, each four blockers from each team, one of whom from each team is also called a pivot, and they wear a special covering on the head that has a stripe on it. I just for your listeners, I just put my hand over my head to acknowledge that, but you can't see that. Then there are also outside the pack there are jammers. They wear a star on their helmet, and they are the ones who score points.
Very good. Well, it's going to be an education for folks who are showing up, and I have a feeling from now on you're going to have put out the word that people are going to have to buy tickets early as well.
Absolutely.
And in injury-wise, Stephanie, the team's in good shape and pretty healthy?
We are in very good shape, knock on wood. That's all I'm going to say. We're all good.
Yeah.
We're not going
to. We have a full roster, and it's a very strong roster. I'm really excited to see what we can do. Everyone works really well together. We've been coming along.
Yeah.
Glad to see it. It is sold out, but it is tomorrow, it is Saturday night at 6 o'clock for those who have tickets to make sure they remember when to get there. When would be the next bout we might be able to see those of us in the Lansing area?
May 7th, we will be playing the Traverse City Toxic Cherries. And we may have another surprise or two for that one as well. We're going to make some exciting announcements about the team here in the next few weeks. June 11th also,
Mid-Michigan Derby.
Oh, yeah, Mid-Michigan Derby girls who are just outside of Flint.
So you're going to give us a taste of it on Saturday, and then we're going to have to wait till spring to see this again.
Yeah, we will be in Flint on March 6th, and then in April we are in Indianapolis, and then also at Mid-Michigan Derby girls, which, as I said before, is right outside of Flint. So we'll still be bouting. Okay. It just won't be
at home. Are we going to be? Is it going to be the Lansing Center in May as well?
Yep.
Yep. Wow. And there's bands and so forth. I mean, this is exciting stuff. And I am thrilled that the Lansing community is getting into this. And I think the energy from you folks and stuff is what makes it. You know, it's like a magnet. You can't help but get excited when you meet you and talk to you and learn what this is all about. And I'm enjoying it immensely. And I'm thrilled that other folks in the Lansing area are. As well. I thank you both for coming in tonight.
Oh, thanks so much.
And good luck at the bout.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephanie, and good luck to you as well, Ryan. Thank you again for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.